Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
It's actually quite amusing to hear the confusion on the set of MSNBC and some of the other legacy media outlets over the shutdown coming to an end.
But they can even, in good faith, do a vote in the Senate. Nothing's going to happen in the House.
Mike Johnson. Yeah.
So I'm like, even if John Thune is being above board, say, I'm going to do this. But look at the base. I mean, I'm already seeing a thing on social media and getting emails from listeners to my radio show. By the way, I have a radio show. For 40 days, you shut the government down, and now you're going to open the government up, and what did you get in return?
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
Yeah. Nothing? After the pain you inflicted, people were willing to take the pain. I talked to union workers from TSA and said, I'll take the pain if it's going to help me to get health insurance subsidies paid. So you're getting nothing in return. I don't know how. And you just won an election on Tuesday in huge numbers.
I'd love to know the union workers he's talking to that are getting their health care off the ACA and not from their union. So that would be one question that I would have. Let me tell you something. The best health care I ever had and the cheapest health care I ever had in my life was when I was active in SAG-AFTRA before I moved over here to 97.1 FM Talk. I mean, it was ridiculously inexpensive. And then they doubled it, and it was still ridiculously inexpensive. Which, by the way, for a lot of people with the ACA and the way they're getting subsidies, it is ridiculously inexpensive for these folks. So not everyone that Chuck Schumer and the Democrats are talking about are starving, homeless, poor people who need insurance. Many of them are wealthy people who take the subsidies because they're available. Why wouldn't you, right? John Lapping is here. He was on the roundtable last week, former state senator, to weigh in on some of the shutdown politics. Hello, John. How are you?
Hey, good Monday to you, Mark.
So nothing really did change. I mean, they basically got zero, and some people are frustrated, I guess, on the side of the base. But what are your thoughts about how this all kind of is about to come to a conclusion, we think?
It just shows you what a horrible position the Democrats were in. The decision to not sign the exact same CR they signed last March and put all the focus on the subsidies for Affordable Care Act policies going away was just a ridiculous decision to make. And there was no way out of it. I mean, if you would think with them doing well last Tuesday and there was some kind of forward momentum from that, that there would be something they could do, but it's they were just in a horrible spot. I think I was on your show two Fridays ago and with Steve Butts, and I said just it's going to end when they cave, and that's exactly what they did. I thought of the senators on the Democratic side that caved. The most interesting one was probably the 60th vote, and that was Dick Durbin.
Yeah.
Dick Durbin's an actual leadership.
Yeah, that's amazing. But all because he's not running for re-election?
Well, I think just because he had to, because the Democrats, they had to get out of this thing. And the other seven were logical people. They all positioned themselves as moderate, the two senators from New Hampshire. And I don't think they had the eighth person. And I think Schumer told Durbin he's got to be the guy and go do it. And if you heard Durbin on the floor, he gave a speech. He was reading off a piece of paper, and he sounded like his dog just got hit by a car or something. And It's just because they were in an untenable position.
Yeah.
But, you know, now we'll turn the focus to the subsidies, and I think there's where the Democrats are a little bit better footing politically.
So here's what Bernie, the independent, says.
We are on a pathway to throw 15 million Americans off of Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act. 15 million. I hope that anybody here who is thinking of voting for this reconsiders goes back home and talks to their constituents and ask them what it will mean if their health care premiums are doubled or tripled.
But, John, you know, that's so dishonest of what he said. It has nothing to do with what they're voting on this week with the CR. And as you indicated, Senator Thune, the majority leader in the Senate, has been promising for weeks now that they would have conversations. And as you have acknowledged, and I think we did talk about this on the roundtable, there are going to be Republicans who are concerned about some of these things as well. So they do have perhaps a little leverage going into those negotiations. But those negotiations were going to have to take place anyway. I guess the only question would be, will there be more income caps or some things to make sure that people who really don't deserve these subsidies get them?
Well, it's very late in the game. This compromise suggested that Thune would bring a vote to the floor in December, which if it could, you know, I don't think whatever they bring to the floor is not going to pass the Senate, at least not right away. And then that leaves very little time for it to go to the House. And people that sign up for insurance policies on the Affordable Care Act exchange will begin doing so just about now. So I don't see there's any way to avoid what's going to happen as far as the subsidies going away and people's premiums being will be going up quite a bit. If that's what actually happens, if people lose premiums of $400, $500, $600 a month, it'll be the first time that any government, any administration will have allowed anyone to give up something that they were getting from the government. That's what's so tricky here. I think if Schumer had just signed the CR and we had 2 extra months to focus on these subsidies, my guess is the compromise would have been that the subsidies go away slowly over a very long period of time, i.e. meaning they could actually never go away. And I think that's probably what would have happened. And it'll be interesting to see if the same political dynamics can occur in such a narrow time frame.
The conversation that Bernie wants to have, and probably other Democrats and maybe some Republicans, though, seems separate from the ACA subsidies. You know, one of the things that I said many years ago, John, is when it comes to the Democrats in healthcare, and you can hear this bleeding through on the messaging right now. When they were forcing Obamacare down our throats, they focused on the people in this country who did not have health care or affordable health care. And that's fine. All right. But what they forgot about was the rest of us who actually had health care. We had employer sponsored plans. Right. And we were, for the most part, maybe happy with those. We saw our premiums go up as well. And we were promised by the Democrats that the premiums would go down, and they didn't. And we've seen that happen over the course of the last 14 years. But when we had these discussions years ago, the promises were made that the premiums would stay low. And it was a broader conversation about health care in this country. Bernie and AOC and Chuck Schumer, they want as much free health care for as many people in this country as they possibly can, especially the illegals.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They want it to be universal health care. That's always been what they've wanted. The Affordable Care Act, so aptly named, from the very beginning was the closest politically they could get to universal health care. Really what the ACA is, it's just a redistribution scheme, and it's redistributing money from the middle class who actually buy their own health care insurance. If you think about it, a policy today, even with the subsidies, will cost the average family about $15,000 a year, but it'll have a really high deductible, $5,000 deductible or more, and that used to not be the case. And in exchange, so that family is subsidizing a person on Medicaid or subsidizing a person who makes quite a bit less and either didn't have health care before or was borderline on Medicaid. So we've redistributed money from middle class families to people who didn't have health care, and in doing so, we've made the insurance companies massively profitable. I saw a statistic the other day. You know, United Healthcare Group's the largest healthcare insurance company. Mark, do you know since the ACA passed, that stock is up 1,100% from when the ACA passed, and that's with the stock having fallen in half in the last year or so. It's remarkable how much money was made off this plan. So I think that's what they have to go on, is they're going to run on, you know, killing people and no health care. And that's not what the issue is. The issue is the middle class is subsidizing health care for everyone else.
Yeah, and that's not going to stop. And I think it's only going to go up, unfortunately. So I think the debate moving forward will be interesting to watch. Nancy Pelosi must have had a lot of those stocks, right? Related to the ACA? Seems that way.
Well, I'm sure 1,100% was nothing from Nancy Pelosi with the inside information that she had. It's remarable. You know, I'm hearing that there's going to be a vote in the House. They're going to vote on that bill. I don't think it'll get to the Senate. So I guess we're getting closer. I actually think Nancy Pelosi resigning is worth looking at. I think that there's a lot going on with respect to some of these indictments, and I think she's getting out of town while she still can.
Well, we'll see. John Lamping, always great to have you on. I appreciate it. We'll see you soon.
See you soon.
All right. Frank Cusimano. We'll talk a little Mizzou football, a little autopsy on the game, and some baseball gambling indictments coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.